Cornell's men's basketball team is the feel-good story of March Madness. The Big Red, as they're known, are the first Ivy League team to reach the Sweet 16 round since 1979. And to do it, they've had to beat some basketball powerhouses, Wisconsin and Temple University, in the past week. They have done this without the benefit of athletic scholarships, there are none in the Ivy League, nor with any likely top NBA draft picks. But one member of the team, who's been described as the Cinderella player on this Cinderella team, is senior forward John Jakes, who joins us now from Ithaca, New York. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine. And we should explain that you're a senior, but your position for most of your career there has been bench.
Yeah, you know, I was obviously my first few years wasn't seeing much time off the bench, but now another senior on our team, Alex Tyler, has had a nagging injury this year on and off. So, you know, I've had to step forward and play an increased role. And, you know, as the season's gone on, I've gotten more comfortable each day. And going into our next game against Kentucky, I'm feeling pretty confident.
Now, in addition to playing and going against Kentucky, in addition to all that, you are also the blogger-in-chief of the Cornell basketball team. You should explain your other career.
Yeah, that's correct. I've been lucky enough to blog for the New York Times online sports blog, The Quad, for the last 3 years. And I just try to provide the reader with, you know, insight into a league that not many people know about and a league that's different from basically every other one in the country. So I've had a great time doing it.
So how do you approach your next game against Kentucky? What's the psychology for doing that? Now, on the one hand, you know, the other big favorite to be in the final game, Kansas, was upset. There have been several big upsets. No matter what Cornell does, if you come out and lead for 2.5 minutes, it will be the high water mark of Ivy League basketball in decades. So just by showing up, you guys have succeeded incredibly. How do you keep your objective high? How do you concentrate on winning when, my gosh, everybody in the world's going to pick Kentucky in this game?
Well, I think it just comes from our own opinion of ourselves. I think we have high expectations of ourselves in general. So now that we're here, I don't think we're satisfied. You know, knowing our team, we're extremely confident. And I think we're going into the game expecting to win, because if you don't do that, then you really have no shot going in. So
you have to walk out on the court. No matter what the writers say or the odds makers say, you have to walk out assuming that you can beat that other team.
Yeah, I mean, I think that playing against Kentucky is obviously an incredible story for our program and for the league in general. But, you know, we can't think that way. We have to think of it as just a game where we're playing against another team. And though that team's, you know, an incredibly talented team, if we play our game, we'll have a chance to win.
Does it help Cornell basketball that it's really unlikely that any of your teammates would leave after their sophomore year to go to the NBA or, you know, enter the draft after a year or two of varsity ball?
You know, people coming to Ivy League schools, you're right, they don't, their goal isn't, when you're going to Ivy League school, your goal isn't to make the NBA draft. That's just not something you think about. So while we have a few guys on our team who you know, mm-hmm. are playing extremely great basketball and, you know, might have future professional careers, I think if you're not thinking about that sort of thing and you put team first, it can go a long way on the court.
Well, John Jakes, good luck to you in the next game. Tell us when and where Cornell plays Kentucky.
We play on Thursday night at 9:57 in Syracuse at the Carrier Dome. That's the next game.
And are you going to get some reading from your spring break done before that game? Are you actually going to do a paper or two between now and then?
Yeah, I should be able to. I have a couple classes I need to take care of, but hopefully I can focus a little bit on basketball until then.
Okay, well, good luck to you.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Senior forward John Jakes of the Big Red, the Cornell basketball team, which has made it to the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.